Without further ado, I want to introduce Mr. Bill Word.
Oh, come on. Dean! Come on, Dean, he's crazy. Come on, Bumps, he's crazy. He's crazy. Get in order.
He's beside.
Hit, what do I do? All right, are we in order? The meeting is in order. How's the microphone doing?
It's not working.
It's not, okay. Who needs a microphone? I'm loud. Hi, I'm Bill W. How we doing, Bear? That bear is actually bigger than me. That's a good-sized bear. Very good. Well, folks, ACA, how we doing? ACA? Yay! Or as I say, ACA. ACA, ACA. So I went to my first ACA meeting in 1988. Yes, 1988. Yesterday, I went to my second ACA meeting. So I keep coming back. It works. So it's good to come here, folks. I'm trying to work a good program here. I try to be honest. I think that's part of working a program, right? And which is good because I'm a really lousy liar. Okay, really awful at it. I had a bill collector call me the other night and said, "Hey, is this Bill W?" I said, "No, it's not me." So it's good to be here. I love ACA. 25 years in ACA. It's an awesome program. I came down from Orange County. Anyone here from Orange County? Any Orange County people? Good. Huntington Beach. Anyone from Huntington Beach? Okay, good. I got a ride home. Thank you. So, thank you. I'll keep my mouth shut. Obviously, maybe not. Okay. With a laugh like that, we're gonna have fun on the ride home. We may go to Mexico instead, but just never know. We'll have fun. Yeah. All right. Very good. So, actually, I'm lucky to be here tonight because. By the way, this is the earliest I've ever performed. 8:30 in the morning. You notice I said tonight because I'm used to performing at night. I was 22 years of comedy. I've never performed at 8:30. Being a comedian, this is about the time I normally wake up. So, it's 8:30 in the morning. So. Yes, I'm lucky to be here because I drive a 1988 Hyundai. Yes, if you're familiar with Hyundais. 1988. You want? You have one too? Good. Drivers have that in common. 1988 is actually a year before Hyundai put engines in their cars. That's right. On the way over here, I filled up the tank with gas and I doubled the value of the car. I kind of let it, that's like a joke hand grenade there. I just kind of took away a little simmering there. That's good. Now, if you drive a 1988 Hyundai, there's an important hand signal you need to learn if you drive an important hand signal. It's this one. Sounds good. So, guys, doing the workshops this weekend? Doing the workshops? I don't know if you, I did the workshop yesterday on abandonment. Anyone go to that one, abandonment? You did? Okay, yeah, I went there and nobody was there. So I felt abandoned. It was very effective what they did, and just nobody was there. That's good, you're good. It's a big teddy bear. All right, very good. I'm so glad. Can you hear me in the back there? I hear you smiling. I don't know if that's gas or what. All right. It's good. Good to see you. All right. What else about me? Let's see. I'm a single, ladies. Woo, yeah. Jump on this train. Yeah, yeah. Jump on. I'm single before it leaves the tracks. I mean the station. All right. So it's good. I'm single. Yeah. So, because if I was in a relationship, who would need recovery, right? I'm healed. It's a miracle. So, I'm so healed. So, I just recently had a birthday last week, 19th. Anyone, any February birthdays here? A couple in 19th? Wow. My twin sister. Wow. Finally, we met. I was 28. How old was you? 28?
29.
29. Okay, good. I'm getting older. Well, we had a, right here a question.
I was 92.
You were 92. Very good. You look great for your age. Now, I'm getting older. I'm trying to stay younger. I recently joined a boys band. That's right. We're all middle-aged guys. We're all middle-aged guys. We're called the Backed Up Boys. We're getting tons of chicks. Yeah, we're doing. Women are throwing their teeth on stage. They're canes. They're Depends. Very good. You guys are awesome. For 8:30 in the morning, this is the best 8:30 in the morning show I've ever done. You guys, incredibly awesome. So, what else is going on with me? I'm getting older, and I know I'm getting older because I got a flu shot. Anyone? Flu shot? All right, flu shot. You got a 90-year-old back there, got a flu shot? You guys think flu shots work? I don't know. So I got a flu shot, and I still got cavities. So I changed the punchline. All right, you know. All right. Yeah, so I, anyone on antidepressants? Anyone here on That's the happiest I've ever seen anyone on anything. You better hook me up after the show. Got the good stuff, don't you? Got the good. When I say that in clubs, no one raises their hands. But at an ACA convention, a lot of people. Now, I got to tell you, this is the honest to God truth. I stopped taking my antidepressants because I found out the side effects were suicidal feelings. Okay? You see where I'm going with this? This is an antidepressant, and the side effects are suicidal feelings. I mean, that's like having a birth control pill where the side effects are twins. You're going to go, I'm going to put you in my Hyundai, and we're going to go back to Orange County because you are the best laugher there. Sorry. Just don't hurt yourself, fall off the chair or anything, sir. It's very good. So, yeah. So I don't know about the side effects, right? I saw this decongestant advertised the other night, and the side effect was possible heart attack. How bad do your sinuses have to be where death is a reasonable risk? Blow your nose. Blow your nose. A little spray or something, all right? Very good. You're not so bad either. All right, very good. What else is going on with me? I mentioned I was single. I already talked about that. I thought I'd mention it again in case. I will still be single in about 7 minutes. So I would still be single. You know, I didn't get paid, but that's what I'm... All right, never mind. All right, it's good to have a T-shirt. Thanks for having the T-shirt. I don't know if... I didn't give anyone money, but I'm wearing it, so... I'll pay you later. Very good. So what I love about recovery is the vocabulary, right? We have some awesome vocabulary in recovery. And my favorite word is anonymity, right? Can we all say that together? Anonymity. Now, if you could pronounce anonymity, you've actually been in ACA too long. Took me a long time to learn to pronounce that right. Actually, a lot of people don't understand what anonymity means, okay? So let me try to explain to you what anonymity means. If you don't like my act this morning, you can't tell a soul you saw me here. You're going to tell. I can tell. You're going to tell. But if you love me, yeah, it's okay. It's all good. Now, I have a hard time sometimes protecting people's anonymity. I know I talk, it's really difficult sometimes. I was at the mall with a friend of mine, and we see John, and John goes to my Monday meeting. Well, now my friend wants to know, where do I know John from? You know, I'm like, John, let's say I know John from prison. We were prison together. It's a big bear. Okay. You guys are awesome. I, I just want to let you know, when I do that joke in NA, they do not laugh. So. Have to change it up a little bit. All right, very good. You guys, the bear just plopped for me. That is awesome. I want that bear. I'm gonna steal that bear. So I'm single. All right, okay. Kicked that horse too many times. Very good. So I'm not too proud of this next thing I'm gonna say, but I'll just throw it out there. I'm a recovering 13 stepper. So one applause. All right, a recovering 13 stepper. I used to go to meetings to pick women up. Now, I don't do this anymore because I had one really bad experience. One bad experience. I went to this meeting and it turned out to be a woman's anger workshop. Now I know what a pinata feels like. I kept saying, I'm not your father, I'm not your father. I may look like him, but I'm not, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. So, confession's good for the soul, that's right, confession. So that's good. Now, a lot of you probably, anyone bought any books this weekend? Books, anyone, good books? What books did you buy?
I bought
Okay. You sound like me. I thought that, you're more good, all right, what's... Okay, no wonder you forgot that one, yeah. That's a good one to forget. That's So I used to think my recovery was depending on how many books I had, right? I never read any of them, but I had like, when my recovery friends would come over, look, I'm doing really well in recovery. And so what I want to share with you right now is some of my favorite recovery books of all time. So I'm selling them in the back there. Okay, so book number five, my top five recovery books. Book number five is How to Be Noticed by People with Creative Crosstalk. And the follow-up book to that is What Do You Do When You're Banned from Your Home Meeting? So you can relate to that one. All right. All right, book number four, my fourth favorite recovery book is My Higher Power Can Beat Up Your Higher Power. All right, book number three, I think that's what I'm on, yeah, number three, Reaching Serenity Through Denial. It's a thinker, that one. All right. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for agreeing. All right, number two. My second favorite recovery book is Letting Go of the Past Through Homicide. It's a joke. I haven't killed anyone lately. All right, my number one self-help recovery book of all time is How to Bitch and Moan at Meetings, A Whiner's Guide to Recovery. So, all right, well, I have a couple minutes to go. We got a great, I think we're wrapping up pretty soon here. I just want to say, this is great to be here. I lost my mother in September, and I'm dedicating my comedy to her now, and I wasn't going to cry. Okay. But I just want to say, my mom, she's my inspiration in comedy, and she just knew how to make friends. And when I take her to the doctor one time, and it was a big medical center, and I left her at the curb, and I got the car and picked her up. And my mother is such a friendly person. When I came back, she had a group of Koreans taking pictures with her. I'm like, what? They didn't even speak English. I'm like, what? What are you doing? So, and she was, I was her caretaker, and I would, I'd leave for going out to do a show, and Mom goes, oh, I didn't know you had a jig tonight. So, But most of all, people always say, I was my mother's kid. I live with her. They'd always go, you know, does your mother treat you with a lot of respect? And I say, yeah, she does. And I always thought about that when I was sitting there in time out. Folks, my name is Bill W. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the rest of the time. Love y'all.